You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
That simply means you should not eat on the blood. So Gemara learns that this command, one of the messages that we have to follow, that you're not permitted to eat before tefillah. Like in the morning, you cannot get up in the morning and have a piece of cake or date or pistachios, especially.
Is this halacha separate, different for Ashkenazi?
No, we have one shulchan aruch for all types.
Because they say if it makes you feel hungry and cannot concentrate, and so you could have some
That applies to everybody, but we don't go by such a mentality.
But they take it very easy on that. They say they might get hungry, so in the Shabbat morning they eat a chulant or some chamin or whatever before going to Kenisa.
Well, you mean at night, not in the morning?
In the morning before going
to Chas v'shalom. No, at night before go to sleep. No, not in the morning. In the morning is asur.
This is the question because it really makes me.
No, there's no question.
How people could take the halakha so differently?
No. There's no. Maybe, sometimes you see things that really you imagine that you've seen things, and also you hear. No, like the Malachim that came to Hasa Avraham Avinu, they didn't eat. The food was burned before it goes in. People, they know how to do this. You think they're eating, but it burns before it goes to the mouth. So now, here, why is it stated in such a way that you should not eat on the blood? What's the connection between not eating before Shacharit and the blood? So now Rav Yismach Moshe Zatzal says a very interesting thing. He says when we go to sleep, all part of our neshama departs from our body. And then whatever that is left is the nefesh that circulates in the blood. That's part of the neshama that stays with us, but the other part goes up because he has to give a ledger and write down whatever that we did during the day. So now here, Gemara says, "Lo tochlu al adam." Why? Because that blood that it circulates, that the nefesh remain. So now, when you eat, actually you energizing that part of your body, the dam. That's how it's being nourished. So now here, the problem is that when we pray to Ribono Shel Olam, what happens?
When we do what?
When we pray to Hashem, what happens exactly?
When we pray to Hashem, our neshama is coming back.
A lot of things. No,
like, you do tefillah sometimes. No, what's the purpose of the tefillah anyway? Why do you do tefillah? Beautiful, very nice, very nice. So now here, actually the task of the tefillah is that you connect to Aleph. Aleph is Hashem. You say Ehad, Aleph is Hashem. So now, when you connect to Hashem, that means you energize with Aleph. So now, you have the dam in your body, the blood, and then when you connect the aleph to dam, what do you get? Aleph, you attach it to dam. What do you get? Adam. What does Adam mean? Adam means human being. It's very rare to find one, but So now here, it says, when you eat, you only a dam. But when you pray to Ribono Shel Olam, you become
Adam.
You become Adam. So that means at the time that we are only, you were thinking about yourself, you had only nefesh behemit. You went after your satisfaction. So now when you pray to Ribbono Shel Olam, the Aleph becomes connected to the Dam, you become Adam. Rabbeinu Ben Yitzchak, Aron Yosef Chaim Mibagdad, Zochotam Aron Aleinu, Aron says a very beautiful thing. He says, Adam, that means human being, when you open it up, so then Aleph, when you open it, it has Aleph, Lamed, face of it, Aleph. And then Dalet, you have Dalet, Lamed, Taf. And then Mem, you have Mem and a Mem. So that means the hidden letter inside the Adam. What is it? The Lamed and the face of it. You have Lamed and the Taf, and you have a Mem. This is inside the Adam when you open it. Yeah. So now you put all these extra letters that are inside of Adam, what do you get? One more time. Aleph is Lamed and face of it. Dalet, Lamed and Tav. And Mem is a Mem. It's very easy. You have five letters. You put it together. What do you get? Huh? Hazaki Baroh, beautiful. Bah, 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 bah. Very close.
What do you get?
Mit Palel. Mit Palel. That means inside of the Adam, what do you have? What does Mit Palel mean? Tefillah. Rabbeinu Ben Yishai says the unbelievable insight. That means if you want to see how much of Adam you have to see how much of focus you have on Tefillah. That means the more you have focus on your tefillah, you give importance to your tefillah, you are more
Adam.
The less you care about tefillah, your tefillah is careless, that means you are
Adam.
No, Hasu Shalom. No, Hasu Shalom. Less Adam. So Arab explains that here, the letters inside the Adam is hidden. It's hidden that the whole being of Adam is you meet parents with Bonosho Olam. So that's what Gemara says, that the command that we learn in Parashat Kedoshim, Lo tochelu al hadam. Why? Because first you have to connect the Aleph to your blood that is remained, you become Adam, and then you eat. But if you just eat before you come and nourish your soul, you are nothing except Hasu Shalom.
Less Adam.
Yeah, less Adam. Hashem Yizakenu to be full charge Adam. But that is shame. More. Tefilatenu yeh merubah l'ratzon. And he's given that Hashem Yeshua.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.